One if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Folks, we're back here on News Talk 960 AM at KKNT. And the numbers to call in, and we'd love to hear from you. The local number is 602-508-0960. And the national number is 888-960-9696. And we want to mention one more thing about the National Guard. We will set that up. And then next Sunday, Stacy and I will be on the show again. We will have more information for you guys to contact them and maybe arrange a wonderful dinner for them.
We'll have a plan.
We'll have a plan, exactly. That's what this whole nation is all about, to have a plan. And we're absolutely having it. Stacy.
We've got some information here about the fence. I just want to read quickly, and we're going to go into an update about what's going on with the MCDC fence. Thank you for all your support in making the Minuteman Border Fence operation a reality. The first new Minuteman Border Fence video email is now available, showing the progress being made to secure the border. If we fail to redouble our Minuteman efforts, the headlines below can only get worse. And listen to this, folks. The measure Bush is putting into law today before heading for campaign stops in Iowa and Michigan offers no money for the federal fence project, which was supposed to cover a mere one-third of the 2,100-mile border. The truth? What is the truth? Read the appropriations bill the president did sign and discover it authorizes $1.2 billion on an entirely different bill than the border security, which doesn't have to be spent on the fence at all. Funds that you and your fellow Americans were led to believe was earmarked for the construction of a fence.
That's right. It's not true. And, of course, he's also leaving it up to the discretion of Mr. Chertoff to use that money wisely. They're talking about partially a surveillance, a virtual fence instead of a real fence. They're not talking about the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps fence that we're building. And it's an exciting project.
You know what that does, don't you? It provides for virtual illegal immigration.
Exactly. I do have a bit of sad news, though. We just found out today that all the flags that we had put up on the first part of the fence, that we had put up on the Ladd's Ranch, they were all burned down. Mr. Ladd called today and informed us about that, so we will get some video footage of that tomorrow.
More vandalism.
And we certainly have security around the clock on the new fence part, on the security fence, and I believe we just have to go back to security around the clock, even on Mr. Ladd's fence. And we had vandalism done right after we put the barbed wire fence up in June, the beginning of June, I believe it was. And we had security then 24 hours and did that for quite a few months, and then it seemed to be all right. So we focused on the new security fence, and it just goes to show that we just have to go back to securing all of the fences that we're building, I guess. And that was the intent anyway, to secure.
The vandalism that you had, what was it, a month or 6 weeks ago down there? Now, was that ever determined that it was from the Mexican side, where people had come across from Mexico, vandalized, and went back? Or what was kind of the story on that?
We certainly thought at the beginning that that was the reaction from the other side to our fence, to our secure border that we were creating.
Right.
But we heard from the sheriff's department, and we also signed the paperwork to keep the investigation going until they find the culprit, the people who were at fault at this, and found out that it possibly could have been an act of a border group who was not happy with us putting the fence up. And so
Sure. It
certainly could be that this is happening again that way, or it could be simply an answer from the other side. We all know that the drugs are going to come across here in a couple of days. November is the month that the drugs will will be delivered into the country. And so we are creating that deterrent, just like we said, and
sure,
this fence definitely will do it. Tomorrow is an exciting day. Tomorrow, the first panels will be delivered. The fence, we have most of the posts in already. They're all concreted in. We're going to get the first panels delivered, and we will see active registered Minuteman.
That's so exciting.
Actually putting these panels up, and it's just awesome. We're all very excited, but we still need people. We still need people to help us with the security. It's getting kind of a little bit skimpy again. So if you can volunteer, if you're a registered Minuteman, come on down. Come on down to the fence. Call Gene Barbetto, who is the volunteer coordinator. And his cell phone number is 520-255-2931. And I'll repeat that one more time. It's Gene Barbetta. His cell phone number is 520-255-2931. Call him, set up a schedule with him. He'd be happy to see you down there. I'm going to help out a couple of days this week, about three, four nights, because they're really short on people. So we want to see you there.
Tell me, what's the security like down there? What are the posts about? Are they different from a regular Minuteman post?
No, they're actually the same thing. You have your lawn chair, and you can also do a roaming kind of like, you know, what you want to do is keep all sides of the fence secured. And so the fence is quite long. It's 9/10 of a mile.
Right.
And what we try to do, we try to have at least three different posts along the fence, and
sure.
If we don't have enough people, then they will drive in their truck or
right.
do a walking patrol.
And of course, the driving at this time of year, especially at night, is always good because it's getting so cold down there.
Yes, but I have to tell you guys, we have an immense amount of traffic coming across, and it's right at the part where the fence is being built. So
right. What's
that all about? We're going to be right back. Call us at 602-508-0960 or 888-960-9696. We'll be right back.